Congratulations on the victory. You guys did a good job taking care of business. Southwestern Heights made their early runs. They tied it at 7-9, but then you blow the game open with a 28-2 run over about a 7-minute stretch in that first and second. I think you had to be pretty proud of your team here to take care of business and kind of, you know, make sure that nothing big happened on March Madness.
Right. We definitely talked about that, how we need to learn from our mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last week was a little bit of a setback. And so we said today is going to be our comeback. And I think that was definitely what we did. But we don't want to be done today.
Yeah.
We want to keep playing.
Absolutely. And you had a pretty good ball distribution tonight there for a while. I know you got to the foul line a lot. I think 32 times mm-hmm. here tonight. Just kind of the way it was both sides. Both teams shooting a lot of free throws. But how about Amber Lotta coming up after scoreless night on Thursday night? She comes back with a career-high 19 tonight.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm psychic because I told Aaron Myers, I said, I'm telling you, Amber's going to have a good game tonight. I just knew it. She's been having a great practice. And they've all been having great practices, but I just had a feeling Amber plays really well against certain teams, and this was a team I thought she'd play really well against, and she did.
Hey, guys, I almost called it a diamond and one there. It was kind of looking like that, but it was a, kind of a 1-3-1 there, but you guys hit your threes. You guys were shooting over the top of those threes or over their zone there, and you hit 9 threes in that first half.
I know. I mean, that's never happened, but, you know, we were ready to go today.
Yes.
So, you know, I wasn't really surprised. I mean, if they're going to play us in zone, that's how we have to break it down, and I thought we did a great job shooting.
Absolutely. You have balance. You had 7 scoring, and speaking of scoring, Brooke Strine finally got on the board, and she did it at the free throw line. She got 2 points there, but you could tell the bench was pretty excited. She got those points going.
You know, I knew the second she got fouled, I knew she was going to score. She's a really good free throw shooter. I was so happy for her.
No, and I kind of had that feeling too. But, mm-hmm. you know, this is one where you guys took care of business here tonight, and I think you had to like the aggressiveness of taking it to Southwestern Heights and getting to the foul line.
You know, that's another thing. We have to cut down on turnovers, mm-hmm. and I think we did. I haven't seen mm-hmm. that yet tonight, but I thought we really attacked. We were aggressive mm-hmm. offensively and defensively, and our turnovers were pretty low.
Yeah, you had a good slew of seniors here play their final game inside Scott City here, and I think they go 10-1 here at home this year in the friendly confines, including this game here tonight, and I think that's something that they've just been a pretty special group here, and I think it's 3 straight years of 17 wins now, 2 of the last 3 with 18 wins as you head to Cimarron on Friday night.
You know, I really can't say enough about these mm-hmm. seniors. I love every single one of them. They all bring something different to the team, and I appreciate all the effort that they bring for us every single day. But probably the most important thing that they bring to us is just their experience, and I'm just mm-hmm. going to ride that wave the whole way.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be Cimarron right now. They're up by 13 after the third quarter, so round 2, then, you know, that it's going to be on their home court. All right, but they're going to be a tough challenge once again. They played you guys pretty tough here. You guys had just enough the first time around.
Right. There's no more easy games the rest of the way. Every single game is going to be tough. We have to respect every single opponent and just get the win. But I think if we cut down on turnovers and we stay aggressive, we're going to get a lot of people.
Well, congratulations on 18th victory of the year, and thanks again for joining me here, Coach, in this post game, and we'll talk to you later on in the week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.